Ahoy.
Hey, you said it was cool to talk to Dave today.
You have a chat with him. He's here. That's why he's here.
All right. Well, what's up, Dave? It's Rad Brad.
What's up, Rad Brad? How you doing, bro?
Rip, shred, lacerate. That's what I'm about.
That's
man.
What I'm talking about. Nothing but epic days, right?
This is IQ right here. You want to talk about a bunch of smarty pants right
meeting
here?
Meeting of the minds.
Yeah, meeting of the minds. Go ahead,
hey,
Brad.
Sorry.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Always look up to you, Dave, because it seems like you're living life like right in the tube.
Yeah.
Like
brother,
Cuban, man.
Look, man, look, you know, I that's what I do.
Sad Brad.
Okay, that's what I do, Brad. Rad Brad. You know, look, man, every day is a gift, and you got to live it to the fullest, bro. And if you don't do it, man, you never know, man.
Right on, right on.
You damn right, Stan. Right on.
You're not talking to me. I'm not interrupting Brad. Go right
ahead.
Yeah,
please don't.
Right on.
This is Rad Brad we're talking to here, bro. So what's up, Brad?
Right. Yeah. But, Dave, I think, you know, these other guys are not going to get me. They're not going to understand what I'm even talking about. But I've lived in Fort Myers my whole life.
Right, right.
And I just feel like I'm surrounded by a bunch of kooks.
Bro, you're going to find yourself in that situation, man. And you just got to rise above, bro.
So I want to get the F out of here.
You want to get out of town?
I want to go to where I feel like I would be appreciated, which is California.
You might be. Absolutely, man. You know, there's some nice places there.
Here's the problem,
Bruh. What's up, bro?
I'm a little bit financially handicapped.
I know the feeling, man.
And I'm just wondering, you know, you're pretty smart.
Yeah.
You know how to, like, get money when you don't have any.
Well, you go out, you know, try some panhandling.
Grifting. With your friends.
You know?
Well, I tried that one thing that you said to go to the gas station.
Yeah. You pull up to the pump, you pop open your gas cap, and then you say, man, I forgot my wallet. And then, hey, you got a buck? And then you hit the next person. You got a buck? And next thing you know, you got $10.
You know?
I didn't say that.
But it seems like that's so easy for you. People just say no to me.
Well, what's wrong, man? Are you physically, like, disabled looking or something, man? Or what's the deal?
Dude, no, I'm yoked.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude.
Practicing the martial arts and stuff?
Oh, hell yeah.
Karate. Right on.
It's
Rad Brad, Stan.
We're live on the air, Brad. I mean, this conversation could be done if you called him in the office. I'll give you his number. Do you have a question for him something that, you know,
might...
Jeez. Bruh.
Can't you shut that kook up?
No,
wait a second. You're calling the Stan and Haney
show.
You
something,
this kook up.
Brad, I wish I could.
This is a personal call going on right here. Snap out of it, you deadbeat.
Are you going to let him say that to you, Brad? You're going to let Stan call you a deadbeat, bro?
He can say whatever he wants, man. I don't play golf.
I know. Me neither, bro.
So here's what I was thinking, brah.
What's that?
I want to know if you got any ideas or you think it would be good. I was thinking about going to, like, an exit ramp
on
the highway.
Right.
With a cardboard sign that says, homeless vet, please help.
No, now that's stepping a little too far over the bounds, bro. You know,
you could say homeless,
but you don't use veterans.
Stolen Valor, bro.
Yeah, man.
Valor.
Do not use
that. You dirtbag.
Now, that's over the boundaries, bro.
But I don't know what to do, brah, brah, because there's only so much money in my mom's purse and my dad's
I hear you, man. I hear you. You know, I actually had to go
get
a
sign that says strong back looking for employment?
Yeah, you know.
I'll work.
I might be able to help you out. I might, bro, I might be able to help get you a job, man.
A job?
Yeah. The J to the O to the B, brah.
Dude, I want to, like, go out to the LBC.
Oh, man. You know, hey, it's nice. You're going to enjoy it.
Expensive.
It's expensive.
High cost
yeah.
of living.
You know, I mean, you really, really
you
are going to.
How many times are you say?
Because I want to go out
there. You shut up, man. Sorry, Brad.
I want to go out and I want to surf and I want to rap.
What?
You can spit lines?
Yeah. I mean, you can rap.
Yeah, can you spit some lines
yeah,
for us,
now,
Brad?
Now this is getting interesting, Brad. I want to hear some rad rapping, man. From,
freestyle.
Yeah. What you got?
Oh, you just want me to...
Yeah, just break something down, dude. Yeah, just break it down, man. Give me something.
Well, my name is Brad, and I am rad, even though Stan says that he thinks I'm sad.
Yeah, we got some work to do, Brad. Yeah, we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work.
I just want to go out there and I want to be like, you know, hanging with Snoop Dogg and people like that.
Brad, it just doesn't work that way, you know?
You said like a change of scenery is good.
It is good.
What if I just want to go lock myself in the woods?
There you go,
Brad,
Dave.
You got to have connections. Do you have any connections to the West Coast at all, Brad? Any connections at all?
What are you talking about? He can lock himself in the woods anywhere, couldn't he, Dave?
Well, he could, but he's talking about going out west, and I was just
curious.
What
do you want to do, sad Brad? Any woods work for you?
Do you want to go to the Appalachian?
I can't really afford my current lifestyle without getting some financial influx of funds.
Man,
so
brother.
You said that you locked yourself in the woods and solved all your problems.
Yeah, I did, man, I did. I went to the woods, man, for 9 months. No power, no water, no nothing, man.
Well, I tried it in, like, a vacant lot next to my parents' house, and it didn't work because I could get out.
Yeah. Would you have, like, a little, like, 4-man tent, 12-man tent? What were you living in?
What?
Oh, I just went over there for, like, 45 minutes, and I realized I could leave anytime I want. I want to lock myself in the woods.
Well, you just need to, you know what you need to do, bro? You need to get you a good set of waders or something, because locally, obviously, we got a lot of swamp land, and just walk back up in there deep. Get back in there, and I mean deep back in there. Make sure you got a weapon, you know, because you're going to need to eat.
You're good. Can you tell me how I'm, like, supposed to live off the land then?
Well, look, Brad, what I'm trying to help you here a little bit, man.
You're confusing him, the audience, like a D-train. You don't know whether he's coming or going.
Why? Because he's going to walk into the woods?
Tell him how to walk in the woods.
Just start walking,
Stan. How
does he live off the grid?
Just start walking.
Are you that dunce?
You know what, Brad? I'm sorry, Brad, but I'm dealing with a guy that thinks he's
how
the best.
Do you live... Don't.
I would assume you need
me.
A destination.
Yeah.
Step
that's
one.
That's what I'm.
Yeah,
I'm trying to.
Don't shame
me. Told him, walk
he said,
somewhere.
Just start walking.
Yeah, walk somewhere.
Yeah, but we already
get back
about
up in
that,
there,
so,
man.
So you asked me if I had a weapon. Yeah, I could steal my dad's snub-nosed .38 police special.
Okay, then there you go. Okay.
So what do I do?
Well, then you know you get you one of those. What do they call those? Like little strikers.
What's a striker?
You know, what you start a fire with, bro. You got any matches? Obviously, you got a lighter. You just need some fire, man. You need to start a fire.
Right on.
All
right.
You need to kill you something. All right.
And just like burn the whole friggin' place down, right?
No, man.
He's asking you how to survive. He wants to lock himself in the woods, Dave.
Look.
How does he survive in the woods? You claim that you did it. Help Brad, who wants to get away.
My situation was different, Stan. I had a cabin that I went to.
All right. Brad, first you need a cabin.
Right on.
All right. You need to find a cabin in the woods. Someplace where you can go and put your head at night, brah.
Yeah.
So I got a gun and I got a cabin.
Okay. Now what?
You got your gun, you got your cabin. Now you kind of get your manual, if you can, of the local fauna.
Manual of the local fauna?
Yeah.
You know what that is, Brad?
Yeah, that's the water source.
Yep.
Local animals, things of that nature, edible. You don't want to eat certain berries and things that might make you sick and kill you. You know, you need to read up on some of this stuff.
Now, do you go halfway into the woods, Dave? Because after you go halfway in, you'd be starting to go out of the woods again. So you'd have to go in halfway, and then that would be going into the woods. Because otherwise, you'd be coming out of the woods.
Depends on where he's going, Stan. See, when I went in, I went like...
How many acres qualify as the woods?
I mean,
you don't want to go into a lot in Cape Coral. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to figure out, man. I mean, the guy wants to go lock himself away, man. Now,
and he's
I went up into the
for
mountains.
Your stupid
and
advice.
I went into the damn mountains, man. Way up.
So he wants to go to California. Maybe you can tell him some mountains to go into.
You just sat there and told me he didn't want to go to California.
I'm not a mind reader.
He wanted to stay in somewhere
this
local.
This is just between you and Rad Brad. I don't know why you're on a stand.
Well, no, it's
because why are you yelling at me? He wants to go in the mountains, in the woods.
He just starts and doesn't
stop on
me. Sorry, Brad, bro.
What's the gun for?
Texter says, Dave, you're all over the board.
Well, Texter's a texter, man.
Be concise with this man. He can only understand simple words, Dave.
Look, dude.
What's the gun for?
Look, man, kill you like a, I don't know, man.
Don't say kill you and then leave it sitting there like that. He's liable to do it.
Well, I'm saying, you know, you can't shoot bobcats
protection,
or nothing like
Brad,
that.
For protection.
You got to get maybe a bear or something. Well, I don't think
you're
shoot bears.
You're telling somebody
either.
Who lives in town to go shoot a bear.
With a snub-nosed 38.
Yeah, is that what you did? No, you
no,
didn't.
I shot rabbits, bro.
Then why don't you tell him to go shoot a rabbit? Hey, Brad, I'm sorry, brah. I thought you would have gotten some more information because he likes to brag he locked himself in the woods and got all better.
Brad, I don't think the woods are for you.
Yeah, I don't
know. What do you do if it gets hot or it rains?
You take shelter, bro. That's why you have a cabin.
Oh.
Yeah, right on.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry, just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody, how are you? Stan and Haney, does everybody's headphones seem louder than...
Yeah, mine's been that way all week.
Try the main volume, not the individual one.
See, I like to have... I like to have three turned up loud.
I know,
but
that's
I
for
like
your music.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Were you? Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Were you able to get a hold of Dave the Waterman?
I don't think he's within Wi-Fi
range.
All right,
let me put out an APB.
What is the deal with this? He has his cell phone,
uh-huh.
But it only works if he's near a router.
Just because you own a cell phone doesn't mean you can afford to pay for minutes. So you download an app that provides you a free phone number, and it works via Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Which means he can call you, but then if
he's out of Wi-Fi range,
he can't do anything.
Yeah, okay.
If Dave the Waterman is in Wi-Fi range, you stoop, call the radio station because, you know, I got to hand it to D-Train. He has a sharp ear. He hears things and plays them out to their logical conclusion, which will prove Dave to be a fool.
No, I don't.
Or an exaggerator.
That's being kind.
Whose sub is that?
I don't know. It looks good. Oh, I'll tell you. You got a burger waiting for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that in a second.
Oh, that's nice.
So we're playing the bit from last month where he was talking to Rad Brad.
All right.
Yeah, about when Dave locked himself in the woods.
Yes. And so he's telling Rad.
Told
Brad,
him to shoot a bear.
Shoot a bear and all that. And I said, you're telling a guy from town to go out in the woods and shoot a bear. Well, is that what you did?
With a 38.
And he goes,
Nah, bro, I shot rabbits.
Which prompted D-Train to have a little light go off in his head. If he was in the woods, locked up in the woods, in a cabin, in the mountains, in the woods, locked in the woods, and he subsisted on, for nutrients, shooting rabbits.
And he did mention berries.
Well, you got to watch the local fauna. D-Train pointed out, well, a rabbit...
Doesn't clean itself.
Doesn't... You got to... You've got to skin the rabbit. You've got to gut the rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't just, you don't shoot it and it becomes a nice plate of Hassan pepper on its own.
So D-Train thought, We've got local trappers and people around here that, that actually do set traps for rabbits and other critters. We get one of these local, probably, they're probably from North Fort Myers or Alva or something.
LaBelle.
LaBelle. And I know damn well, hey, you people in LaBelle, you can find your rabbits. Have someone out back, we'll stream it live, fresh killed rabbit, and have him, what do they call it?
Dressing. Field dress it?
Field dress the rabbit.
No.
Because, you know what?
No.
I don't think he knows how to do it.
He may not.
You know what he was doing? He was lying.
We can't.
Oh, I wouldn't put it on camera of the actual gutting and all that stuff.
Plus, he's got a sensitive stomach.
We'd have the... Hey, Haney, once again!
This is how he survived.
This is supposedly how he survived, man! He went and shot rabbits.
Everybody would get so much, whether we showed it or not, we would get so much heat for that.
For a rabbit?
Yeah.
And we donated the meat to charity.
No,
we
it doesn't matter.
Make him fry
it. It's a rabbit.
All I'm saying.
It's a rabbit.
All I'm saying is you got to factor it in and decide if it's worth it.
Yeah, if it's already dead. I'm not going to kill a rabbit on the air. I ain't going to kill a pig. I ain't going to kill a rabbit.
No, but you're causing it to be killed so that Dave can
You got trappers that do this all the time. I want a pre-dead rabbit. That bring down
a pre-dead.
Whatever you call it. A dead rabbit that was already dead. And have him...
I'm telling you.
Dress it.
It's not going to be good.
Field dress it.
Not going to be good.
Oh, it's going to be just fine.
Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit. Kill the rabbit.
Even with kids.
Kill the rabbit.
Shh. Be very quiet.
Hunting rabbits. I will put... On that one, I'll put a crisp $100 bill.
This is such a bad idea.
That he couldn't do it. That he wouldn't know. Do you remember when I caught my Paku on your dock?
Oh, yeah.
And we handed him the fillet knife, and he couldn't clean a fish.
But he didn't kill the fish. He started filleting it live. And yes. Then it swam off with half of it sitting on the dock.
Because he couldn't get the knife in right. And then he hacked the whole side of it.
And then it swam off, that mean little bastard.
I will put money. He is such a liar. Oh, I shot rabbits. Who cleaned the rabbits? Certainly not him. Oh, he's got a weak stomach, Stan. Well, then how did he survive in the woods?
Nah, I think we... should stick to your original plan, or we go with the peanut butter, hot sauce, and mayonnaise sandwiches.
I don't know.
I you know this.
Yeah.
That anytime there are animals involved, especially dead animals, nothing good ever comes of it. Nothing.
I know. Point being.
See, people know that there are hunters and trappers. They know this intellectually. But when you bring the result and put it in their face, they get very upset.
Yeah, yeah. What can I do to prove that he doesn't know what he's talking about?
Maybe you could show, did he actually shoot them or did he set up traps?
He said he shot them. He shot rabbits.
Well, not very effective. You'd think you'd want to trap them.
That's what. Yeah, sure. Foot trap. Have a heart.
Because I mean, unless you're a deadeye, you know, you can
especially with a 38.
Yeah, you could wreck a lot of the available meat.
Yeah, that's true. Even when the hunters that will go out and shoot pheasant, they'll say, you know what? Try to get them in the head.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want those pellets in the meat.
So if he trapped them,
liar! He is such a liar.
You could have him using just what's available in the vacant lot to build a rabbit trap.
If he catches his own rabbit in the rabbit trap,
a deadfall trap?
A deadfall trap. You know, the kind with the peach basket and the stick?
Yep.
Him behind a tree with a string?
Yeah, yep. Pull the string. Zap the string.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I just, I understand your enthusiasm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
But see, you're... I understand your goal.
There might be children.
But to get to that goal,
it
would damage
killed
you.
Killed a rabbit. Killed a rabbit.
Your goal is only for Dave to demonstrate he doesn't know what he's doing.
His incompetence.
And there's no need to subject the listener
to
gore.
All right. You're right. I'll do it on my own time.
Because if somebody did know how to properly clean an animal, it'd be...
Because remember in Roger and Me?
Yeah.
Where the lady did it.
It would be a very simple process, but you get somebody that doesn't know what they're doing, and amateur butchery can be very bloody. And
but he's not an amateur. He lived off of this.
Yeah, I thought he knew how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
we'll be back.
I got it in my head. Peanut butter, hot sauce,
then
and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Today and get some hot sauce and peanut butter and some bread.
I won't do that.
Of course you won't. That's why I'm bringing in six saltines.
If you want, I'll order it from Amazon Prime beer in 2 days.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would they send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Thursday edition, hour from now, we'll give you a chance to win. We'll play Stan's What's on the List. You get something on the list, you get a prize. It's as simple as that. And later on today, our question of the week. So that'll be coming up, a chance for you to tell your story because you have the right answer. Aaron Walker has put together, because a lot of people say, oh, can Naples Nissan really give you $5,000 minimum trade on your clunkers and all that stuff?
Guaranteed.
It's guaranteed. And to prove it, Aaron Walker is now running commercials where actual people are saying, Aaron Walker gave me a check for $5,000 on my bomb that I brought in there towards a new Nissan. It is a fact. It's not like, oh, there's got to be some catch to... Bring your bomb car in there. Bring your clunker. Have it towed in like a bunch of people did.
And it happened, yeah.
Minimum $5,000 trade towards a new Nissan. Plus, you get the Nissan, maybe even a used Nissan, lifetime engine and transmission warranty. There's no mile markup on it. Oh, after 100,000, that goes away. Unlimited miles. That's what they do down there at Naples Nissan. And Haney's favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Say you don't even want to buy it. You know what? I'm going to get a new car, but I don't want to go through the whole hassle of going down there.
You know, I like to use the word rigmarole.
Yeah, a lot of that rigmarole. They will deliver your car to you.
They call it showroom to go.
Yep. Plus, if you get service done, you get a free loaner car for service. Trust it. We've been talking about these guys for a while now. Everything that we say is true. Naples Nissan, right there, Pine Ridge Road in Naples.
If you got any doubts, go check it out. You'll find out it's true.
Even check it out, naplesnissan.com. Let's do the grab bag brought to you today by the Pewter Mug, US 41, North Naples.
Do you know what they're building across the street there?
Probably another thing. They're building all around here. The economy's good.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs. They're building new plazas. They're building new apartments. They're building new businesses.
Do you know particularly about that one?
I don't know. Whatever it is, it's going to clog up that intersection.
Yeah. I always hope when I see something going up around here that it'll be a new drive-through restaurant.
Yeah.
And it never is. It turns out to be a bank or something.
Yeah.
And then I get all disappointed.
I know you guys have heard it on the news. A judge just approved AT&T and Time Warner can merge. A lot of fine print, though. A lot of details go into a major merger like that.
Welcome to the AT&T Time Warner merger.
Another great day in American corporate history. Once again, two great companies have combined assets, synergies, and strengths in order to create benefits and profits for shareholders and investors throughout the world. A merger beneficial to everyone involved. Welcome to AT&T Time Warner.
Side effects may include layoffs, eliminated positions, little or no pay increases, multitasking, taking on more work, working weekends, no vacations, elimination of bonuses and contracts, lengthy confusing non-competes, increased cost of benefits, massive confusing corporate emails, eliminating family benefits, no Christmas parties, no company parties, less fun, more work, huge corporate bonuses for executives, crying, depression, feelings of hopelessness, and company match 401k.
Once again, welcome to the AT&T Time Warner Company Merger. Mm.
Sounds a lot like Beasley.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it went so well with AOL Time Warner.
Yep. Father's Day this Sunday.
Think about that. AT&T. You got Time Warner. Yep. Well, what's in their name? You got Time Magazine and Warner Brothers.
Yep.
AOL used to be in the mix somewhere until it died.
Yep.
Who's in charge of all this?
I don't know.
The guy getting the check, that's who. Yeah,
the golden parachute. Father's Day, Sunday. What's our favorite gal gonna do?
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why does it take summer so long to get here, but Father's Day seems to roll around every 6 months? And the longer I know my dad, the less I know my dad. I can't ever get him anything. He wants for nothing. He wears the same pair of shoes and pants almost every time I see him.
Well, I'm done growing, so there's no need for new clothes.
He thinks he rocks that Hawaiian shirt he got in Scottsdale, and he's always wearing that autographed Arnold Palmer golf hat that Arnold quickly signed for him while walking by a fairway. I always thought it said Al Perr. The pen mark literally falls off the side of the hat. My dad probably had a Sharpie line on his cheek that day. Oh, and Arnie unintentionally took his pen. My dad still tells everyone that story. Well, my sister and I will take him to brunch on Sunday. Table for three. Two women and a guy that looks like a tourist. Ordering Arnold Palmer's.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
That was very disrespectful.
It was disrespectful. That's the king. somebody is celebrating a birthday today.
I know why you're so happy, because the big news today is Donald Trump's birthday.
The president's birthday.
Happy birthday to Donald Trump.
I am the greatest president that God ever created.
Yeah.
Let me fix this. Maybe that's going to be better. Here's a feel-good story, and a guy that has a lot of time on his hands. A guy from Alabama named Rodney Smith is driving around the country this summer trying to mow at least one lawn in all 50 states. Tough problem getting the lawnmower to Hawaii.
Well, Alaska's no cakewalk either.
He wants to do it for free. He says he's doing it to help out seniors, veterans, and single parents. Figure you get wide shoot there and get them all. Seniors, veterans, and single parents. Here's a woman that we're going to play for you right now in this clip. Her name is Patricia Woolridge, who lives in Virginia. She got her lawn mowed. Since she's a widow.
Something as simple as pushing a lawn, you're making someone's day. I don't believe in riding mowers. I'm traveling to all 50 states, mowing free lawns for the elderly, disabled, single-parent mothers, and veterans. We have 130-plus kids taking part in this challenge, including one in Canada and seven in Bermuda, England.
And so it's just been a really rough year. We used to work on the yard and do things together, and now I don't have my partner to do that. And to have it getting overgrown and out of control is difficult to see, and this will make a big impact.
That I'm making their day, you know. It can makes me continue to do what I'm doing.
It's so inspirational. It gives you hope for the future.
Yeah, it's a push mower too, not even belt driven.
So it changed her life because somebody cut her grass one time.
Yep. I'll tell you right now, down here, you cut the grass on a Sunday, by Thursday, it's up to your knees.
Well, that means you're not fertilizing right. Thursday.
The video of this is pretty cool.
You're not fertilizing, you're laying back.
Yep. The video of this is pretty cool. Local television weather girl in West Palm Beach. She's okay. She's not ugly or
anything. Give me a number.
6.5.
Respectable.
For TV, you gotta be a little mousy. But you can tell she's a brainiac. And she's the weather girl.
The one that can manually figure out what the dew point is without looking at a computer.
Yes, and even more so. They challenged her on television at the local West Palm Beach station to do the weather and solve a Rubik's Cube. So they
know she's a brainiac.
Yeah. So they tossed her a Rubik's Cube. She has to continue to do the weather with the graphics and all that. Be coherent, but solve a Rubik's Cube during
all while maintaining an appearance of 6.5.
Yes. Yep.
We have been mixing this one up, Lauren. Mm-hmm. So, Lauren, we have a challenge for you. We want to know, can you solve this and give the forecast at the same time?
I'm going to try. I'm very nervous. My heart's like racing a little bit. Are we ready? All right, I'm pushing play on my graphics. This is all set automatically. So right now we are waking up to dry conditions across our area. We did have showers this morning. We are under a marginal risk of severe storms from the Storm Prediction Center. That is a 1 on a scale from 1 to 5. I just messed this up, I think. Maybe not. Trying again. Okay, back to where are we right now? We're Sunday at 3 a.m. We have a mild start to your Sunday morning.
Stop interrupting her.
There's your moisture tracker.
Yeah, she's right there. Boom, done. While giving the complete weather forecast.
I don't know. There's something about her. You're right. There's a little bit of mousiness, but she's got a spark.
This is what I'm saying, and she's smart.
And you know what that means.
What?
It means you get with her, you're not doing anything right.
I don't know about that. She's smart.
Smart enough to let you fail?
Maybe, but take a good hard look at her. She knows she's smart. So in school, she didn't get a lot of dates because the boys were intimidated by her. So her self-confidence is not as high as her smartness. Mm. So she's smart.
So she might know you're doing it wrong, but wouldn't say anything.
Correct. For fear that, you know, she would be out of place to say anything like that. Yeah, you wouldn't have to worry. She ain't going to be Miss Know It All around you. And you don't have to worry about a bill. As soon as the stuff comes in, she's got the checkbook balanced and everything paid.
Oh, and she's handling investments?
Yep.
You got a free ride, basically.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. All right,
unless she turns on you.
Yeah, well,
because you know, as they get older, their brains change. They shrink a little bit and they get more aggressive.
Yep. Like the girls at the news desk, don't trust either one of them.
Oh, absolutely not.
Don't trust either one of them.
Capable of anything, Stan.
Yeah, they are. You be the judge. Is this any good? I think it sounds pretty good. Mashup. Wham's Careless Whisper and Slayer's Seasons in the Abyss. Take a listen to this.
Like chocolate and peanut butter.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmel was talking about it last night. You brought it up months ago. It's actually going to be on the ballot. a plan to divide California into three states. It's on the ballot.
There will be a literally divisive measure on the ballot in November that, if it passes, would separate our state into three different parts. It's called the Cal 3 plan. It would divide California into three parts: the part that smokes weed, the part that smokes meat, and the part that smokes meth, I think, are the three parts. And each of the three new states would get their own Kardashian, just to be fair.
The grab bag is, you know, what?
California's funny. The people in, let's say, San Francisco, they are so warm and welcoming to illegal immigrants, while people in San Diego feel a little differently about it.
They say it is such a big mountain to climb to get this to happen, even if it's voted for, because they have more than enough signatures to put it on the ballot, which it will be. Let's say,
and they've got more than enough population to support it.
Let's say it passes with the voters. It still has to go through the Congress of California. Then it has to move on to the feds and committees, and
so
it's a long way.
They'll take the people's directive as a
suggestion
and decide not to do anything about
it. Yeah, kind of like down here with the gambling.
Mm-hmm.
We passed the gambling law, you know, for slot machines and all, years ago.
Seems like there was something about marijuana, too,
and
but
marijuana.
People are still being arrested for that.
Yeah, they what the people say, which should be the way, that's a suggestion. We'll take it under advisement.
Mm-hmm. Have a glass of water.
Yeah. Jeez. That's inside, and if we told you the whole story, your head would spin. Just leave it at that. Have a glass of water. We're Stan and Haney. Your phone calls are next.
96 K-Rock.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Phone lines open. Area code 239-277-9600. You contribute to the show, and we could give you a prize. I'll go over those prizes momentarily. Couple of things. A little bit of housekeeping got to do here before we get into stuff. Housekeeping? Housekeeping! Told you I got a burger waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, you're going to tell me about that.
Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. Big listeners to this show. And Butch and the gang emailed us a couple of weeks ago and said, how can we get in there, get you some burgers? We want to give away some burgers.
Nice.
We've been voted the best burger in town under $6. Big, giant, handcrafted patties and all that. They brought some down today.
You know, if there's one
phenomenal
thing I love, it's burgers.
Yep. Got us the Butch's Classic burger. Big burger. It's a big burger. American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickle, ketchup, and mustard. Under $6. Now, I'm looking at the menu.
Where are they at?
I'll tell you in a second. We got to see if Butch and the gang can get us, the Hellfire Burger. One of our burgers topped with Swiss cheese, jalapenos, habaneros, lettuce, tomato, pickle, habanero mayo, and ghost pepper.
Damn.
These guys, hey, if you're up in North Fort Myers, they're right around the corner. They're on Bayshore Road at the Weaver's Corner Shopping Plaza. If you want to give them a call, 239-599-4165. They're open 7 days a week, and they brought in a bunch of burgers, and there's one in the Frigidaire waiting for you.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, they're really good, really good burger.
And where did you say they are?
And big fans of the show. Butch's Famous Burgers, Chili, and Dogs. They're at 4521 Bayshore Road, right there at Weaver's Corner Shopping Plaza, North Fort Myer.
Well, thank you, Butch.
Yep. Hey, awesome. They got to meet the owner. They're great people. D-Train, I got a little couple of other things to do. Will you see what the price is of my painting on eBay? I took a painting class on Friday, put the painting up for auction on eBay. All the winning bid going to go right to the Stan and Haney draft fund. And Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan said whatever the final bid is on it, he'll triple it. So what are we at now?
Right now, 43 bids at an even 200.
$200 right now. Things got about a week to go. And please, not necessarily for the art itself, but the winning bidder, all of those, all of the money will go to the draft fund. Plus, I want to get Aaron Walker from Naples Nissan to write a big check because he's going to triple it. God, I had a chance to meet this guy. As a matter of fact, at the Seminole Casino in Immokalee. Can you stay there, D-Train?
At the casino? Seminole casino? Imagine they'd ask you to leave after amount of time.
Oh, could you be even more wrong? It is now the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. That's right. We have rooms.
Hotel and casino.
Hotel. Well, I said Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee. When you come out to play, why stay the day when you can spend the night at the Seminole Casino Hotel in Immokalee?
Don't you ever interrupt him. Yeah. That's his thing, man. That's his jam. Your,
my bad on that. But I got a chance to meet this guy when he was at Elvis Fest. He came to the the legendary DJ Fontana passed away. Now, who is that? I don't know who DJ Fontana is. You do. He is Elvis Presley's first and longtime drummer. He died at the age of 87. Fontana, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, was the last surviving member of Elvis's original core musicians. He met Presley and the others on the Louisiana Hayride, a popular radio and TV country music program.
Oh, it was a giant. It was right up there with the Opry. You had to do the Hayride first.
He was a staff drummer for them, asked to join a group session for broadcast in 1954. They called themselves the Blue Moon Boys. And it was a blend of blues, pop, country.
They were called the good old Blues Brothers Boys?
Yeah, the Blue Moon Boys. Fontana was there, playing drums for Presley's first wave of success. He can be heard on Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, all of the early stuff. He was also playing the drums with Elvis on the Ed Sullivan Show, other TV programs. He was on many of the Elvis soundtracks, occasionally showed up on camera for Presley's movies in the 50s and 60s. He was also on the comeback special in 68. That featured Presley and fellow musicians jamming on a tiny stage before a studio audience. That's Fontana keeping time on a guitar case. He was a legend. I mean, he was from the very beginning. Sun Records in Memphis. He's on those early Elvis recordings with him all through those years, all through the initial big hits. Born in 1931. Dominic Joseph Fontana.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
Actually saw him play the drums there too.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long.
Yep, reality is so different from legends.
Well, that long black train.
Never forget walking in to Sun Studios. And I'm on the sidewalk. The place isn't very big. Go inside. This place isn't very big. And I look around. There's the control room. It's just very, very basic.
Yep.
And I'm standing in that room. and thinking about all of the people that had been in that room where history was made.
The Million Dollar Quartet. Johnny, Carl, and the Killer.
And at the time I was there, it was within a year of U2 being there. So everybody in Memphis, oh yeah, U2 was right here. And I'm just looking around going, man, it's just a room.
Yep.
Just a room where history was made.
Exactly. 277-9600. Yeah, I saw that. Very little reporting on it for a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, DJ Fontana. The last of the original Elvis sound has passed away. 87.
Coming round the bend.
All right, what do we got here for you? $20 to Subway. We have $50 to Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine in Cape Coral. This is Aaron Walker. He's doing everything here. A complimentary auto health check from Naples Nissan. That includes an oil change, brake check, top off the fluids, tire rotation, multi-point inspection. Give you one of those certificates if you'd like, if you contribute to the show, and we choose to give it to you. HD tuner for your car. Turns any regular plain old radio in your car if you don't have it. If you've got you know, an older model, we'll give you an HD radio. Put it right in the car. Tickets to a miracle game. Pair of them. Your choice. Got a Haney bobblehead. I'll sign it. Haney won't touch it. And $50 to the pewter mug.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
The enhanced version.
Because I love you too much.
Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Area code 239-277-9600.
I hope they do more of that.
I know they just did one that just came out with the Beach Boys. They did one that just came out not too long ago with Roy Orbison.
The same orchestra?
Yeah, it's the Royal Philharmonic. They're doing a lot of it.
What was the one was it Burnin' Love?
Burnin' Love. That's the kick-ass one on that whole album. The Royal Philharmonic just turned it into a super song. You grab those for me, D-Train, please.
Yeah, Burning Love. That's the one that got us.
Yeah, this is... You listen to this. This is so good.
It's like Elvis in ELO.
Yep. Who's this?
Hey, Stan, it's Kate Carl Gino. How are you today?
Yeah, happy birthday, Army.
Marine Corps, sir.
It was the United States Army. I saw them on Fox today, and they were being given a cake.
Oh, happy birthday to them also.
Why did they throw an axe at the drummer? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
I missed it. Two things, though. Number one, you were talking last week about the international calls to get into your station. They actually need a access exit code, then an entry code.
All right, I want to know what our country code is and what number you have to dial before you do the 277.
Okay, before you do the 277, you have to dial 00, then 11, then the 1, then the area code.
So it would be three ones then, 00111.
Correct.
And then 239.
Yeah.
277-9600. Okay.
Right. Right. Number two, my condolences for DJ. He was a great guy.
Yeah. Glad you get a chance to meet him.
Yes, we went over that one time. I used to be friends with an Elvis impersonator group during the 80s, and he played with them for about 5 years.
It would be, if you were an Elvis impersonator and you go all around the country, if you could arrange it so that DJ Fontana would be on stage when you did it, you were the king.
Yeah, they had him. They had one of the other Jordanaires. Then they had a backup group of females called Sweet Honey, I believe it was.
Well, they were, I thought they were the Sweet Inspirations.
I'm not too sure of their name. But
I appreciate you letting us know that. Are you entitled to a prize yet?
Yes, I am. It's been like 90 days.
What would you like?
I'll try the Vietnamese.
Yeah, Two Sisters Vietnamese Cuisine. Hold on there, Gio.
Yeah, they did Aretha Franklin, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you want to check it out?
Sure. Let's see. Aretha. Yeah!
Yeah! Yes. Oh, that intro was off the charts.
I'm sorry, it does, it punches it. It punches it up. That's nice. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hey, this is Bill. Ahoy.
Hey, what's your name, Dale?
Bill.
Bill?
Yes.
Go ahead, Bill. You're on with us.
Well, I just called in. I'd like a prize.
No. Bill, I had to do that to you because you don't know the rules. It's called You Gotta Contribute to the Show. Don't be a beggar.
It does something to it.
Yeah, it does. It fills it up. That ain't Bill again, is it?
Bill.
Yeah. Do they have the one from the Blues Brothers, Aretha, doing Think?
Let me look. Oh, that's so good. Sock it to me. Sock it to me. Yes, they do. Would you like to hear it?
Sure, let me take this call and then we'll play it. Ahoy, who's this?
Good afternoon, this is Ray.
Hey, Ray.
I was just thinking, you know, with the thing with Elvis being your topic, could you only imagine if he was still alive today, just how many number one hits he would have by now? Oh, my God.
Mm. Do you know that at the time he died, he had a hit on the top 40 charts? He was still putting out hits every year.
Yeah. What was that last one? Watching Scotty Die?
Yep. Think, Aretha.
Some new life in it.
It does. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joe from Fort Myers.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, I was listening to y'all last week, and you were talking about the Guess Who?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 1979, I saw them at the Bayfront Center in the theater part back then, 2 days before I went in the Army.
Wow. By 79, Randy Bachman had left, didn't he?
No, he was there because he burned his guitar like Hendrix at that concert. That's why I'll never forget it.
Yeah, because you had that, the Guess Who had their hits, Then you had Bachman Turner Overdrive. You had Burton do his solo stuff.
Yep.
So I guess they got back together in 79.
Yeah, they did. It wasn't Randy Bachman was there. It was they were playing like in the theater side though, not the arena. You know, but the sound was good.
Their sound was good, and they had already peaked by that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but yeah, they're phenomenal. They're phenomenal. Yeah. Joe, what can we get you?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to call because you talked about the Army's birthday today. So I said, just brought back a memory.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Alrighty. And thank you for listening.
That's a nice discovery.
Yeah, it is. Got time for one more call, and then we'll take a break. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Santa Haney. This is Scotty, the Jersey guy. I called you guys about a month and a half ago when I was stuck in a parking lot.
Hey, Scotty, yeah, the Jersey guy.
What exit?
Yeah, what exit were you stuck?
Yeah, it was exit 6. Hey, yeah, I got a quick story for you guys if you want to hear it. It'll be real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a kid, and we had tickets at the Huntington Civic there in Huntington, West Virginia. That's where I was born and raised. And Elvis died. So his show got canceled. The people that took it over were Jerry Lee Lewis and Rodney McDowell.
Nice.
And on my ticket stub, my older brother took me up behind the stage, and he had both Jerry Lee Lewis and Rodney McDowell sign the ticket stub with Elvis's name on the letter.
Can I tell you right now?
Rodney McDowell was trying to be Elvis.
Yeah,
he was. He was pretty good, but he was.
Do you still have the stub?
I have to tell you, questionable.
Find it. It's worth a lot. If you take a look on eBay, you wait to find out. That's worth a lot of money. They even make copies of them right now that sell for decent money.
Well, no, his name, I can't remember who went on before him, but his name is on the ticket, you know, because obviously it was his show. And when they canceled it, Jerry Lee Lewis and Roddy McDowell took it over. And
yeah, you told me.
Said, my brother had both of them signed it.
That's awesome. We're going to take a break.
This Royal Philharmonic, they got it going on
here. Yes, they do, and they sell, and that's why they keep doing it. When we come back.
So we got Elvis, Aretha, Roy Orbison. You said there was more.
The Beach Boys one is coming out.
Oh, not yet, though.
I heard one cut. They give you the sample cut. Here's the thing, and I hope on the other ones, Brian Wilson had the music so well orchestrated to begin with, when he had the Wrecking Crew in there doing all that stuff, that the cut that I heard, you really can't tell that much of a difference because he had a full orchestra in there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
What's on the list? We're going to add to the prize list maybe a pair of tickets to Adventure Island.
But you know, that's what I like about the Royal Philharmonic. They don't overpower the song. They just enhance it a little bit.
We'll be back.
Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Emails. Hour away from our question of the week. We're going to play a game here in just a second. We'll tell you what you can win. But I can now say with confidence and gladly promote the 3rd annual Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge at Port Sanibel Marina this Saturday. Why? Because the organizer of the event, Mr. Drag His Knuckles, Mr. Wait 3 weeks to tell me, D-Train and I have got our boat. We're going to be on the water that day, this Saturday.
What are you going after?
Well, I'm supposed to say I'm going after catfish, but D-Train and I are going after sharks.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
And we want to thank Captain Tatum over at Catch Me If You Can Charters. He's going to come on with us tomorrow afternoon, tell us where we're going to go and catch the big sharks. I want to get a hammerhead. I want to get a hammerhead, and I want to put the butt end of a broom.
Yeah. Hammerheads are the special needs of sharks.
Yeah. How they see is beyond me.
By the way, I found the Beach Boys record. Do you want to hear any of that?
Sure, we can hear a little bit of that. I just want to let everybody know, you got to go to 96krock.com. Sign up now if you want to be a part of Saturday. Get your crew together and get your boat out there. And $5,000 cash up for grabs, raffles, silent auction. It's all going to happen at Port Sanibel Marina on Saturday, the captain's meeting. On Friday, tomorrow, at Rusty's in Cape Coral. It's powered by Victory Lane Chevrolet. D-Train and I going to go and get a boatload of sharks. Get a boat. Just, I want a hammer. I want a couple of black tips.
Yeah.
Go after some.
What kind of bait you're going to use?
I don't know. I'm sure Captain Tatum is going to get a couple of good buckets of chum. I want to chum that water full of blood.
That's good, but if you need a little edge.
Yeah.
I've seen one eat a rocking chair one time.
Give me a little Beach Boys with the Royal Philharmonic.
Any particular song? Well, because, and good heads up on this, it was just released June 8th.
Yeah. What do you got on it? Let me throw a few at me.
California Girls, no. Wouldn't It Be Nice, Fun, 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 Don't Worry, Baby, God Only Knows, Sloop John B., Heroes and Villains.
Sloop John B. would probably be a good one for the orchestra.
And then I want to hear Don't Worry, Baby.
All right.
Grandfather and me, around Nassau town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight.
That sounds nice.
Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail sets. Call for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. I wanna go home. Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up. I wanna go home.
So broke up, I wanna go home. I've ever been long.
Play the other one, then I got something real special to play.
Like what they do with the other stuff, they just add
just add a little bit to it. I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's on YouTube. The sound is great, can be played on the air. Our friend Al Jardine and Brian Wilson still tour together. They got their band, just him, their band, Al Jardine and Brian Wilson, in the studio last year, and they filmed it. Did Sloop John B, just the two of them. These guys are in their late 70s, and their voices are still great. See if you can find it on there.
We got it.
You've got the one from the studio?
Right. You know what?
2016?
Huh?
2016?
2016.
Nobody likes to show off, D-Train.
Wow, here. Not quite.
Put that up. Let him see it on the screen, too. Can you do it so he can see it on the screen?
No.
It's phenomenal. Just two of the Beach Boys, two of the best, Brian and Al Jardine.
Oh, brains of the apple.
And listen to this. This is in the studio.
We come on to Sloop John B. My grandfather.
I know that
me.
Dude.
Yep.
Up the John B. sail and see how the mainsail set. Come for the captain ashore. Let me go home. Let me go home. Why don't they let me go home? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up. I wanna go home. Why don't you leave me alone? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up. I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail. See how the mainsail sails.
See how the mainsail sails.
Come for the captain ashore.
All right, you tell me who the Beach Boys are. See you later, Mike Love. Isn't that great?
It
that
really
was done,
is.
What, 2016 in the studio. That was.
I didn't know that was his son.
Oh, yeah. He does the falsetto stuff now because Brian can't do that now.
Well, for crying out loud, like you said, how old are they?
He's like 78, something like that.
Yeah, your falsetto skills when you're in your 70s tend to not be what they were.
He might be a little younger. He might be 73 or 4. Still old. What do you got there? What do you got?
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the
air. That's Carl singing there.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
Gotta get the theremin out.
She's giving
me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me
you're right, Brian. Brian had it right from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just very little changes to it with the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
The rest is what he already put down.
Well, since you put me down, I've been out doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in
That's
bed.
Al.
But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me run, to help me get it right in my heart.
Boom, 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 boom.
Help me run.
What else? What else? Is that Kokomo? Get that off. That's junk. I hate that song. Take that, David Lee Roth.
Why do you always hammer on Diamond Dave?
Come on.
He's a living legend.
What the?
Deserves your respect.
And we know stuff that the public doesn't.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore, does it?
Yeah, true.
Well, East Coast girls are hip. I really dig those styles they wear. And the Southern
They don't overdo it.
No, they don't have to overdo it. There he goes, a little sweep in there.
Really right.
What else they got on there?
Still get you.
Yeah, it does.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun,
till their daddy takes a T-bird away.
What else they got on there?
This is a good one for this.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. In my room, in my room, my room. In this world I lock out all my worries and
oh, that's
my
beautiful.
Fears in my room, in my room.
One more, what else they got?
If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you. It's Thursday. You know, you can see the weekend coming already. And D-Train and I are going to be a part of the third annual Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge at Port Sanibel Marina on Saturday. $5,000 cash up for grabs, plus the raffle, silent auction, awards, banquet, captain's meeting tomorrow at Rusty's on the Cape. You still got time to get in and get involved if you want to be a part of this. The heaviest bucket of catfish wins the whole damn thing. Go to 96krock.com for all the details. You can't go wrong with a day of fishing and a chance to pick up $5,000.
Well, unless you're Shark Girl.
Yeah. Who somehow is all sensitive that D-Train and I have decided to go and catch a hammerhead, and I am going
to... And take a hammer to its head.
Yep. I'm going to gaff that thing in the mouth and pose for a picture just for her.
Do you think it would be going too far if you were to somehow... You'd probably have to use the gaff to do it, but to mutilate... the shark in such a manner that it would appear to have a bloody smile on its face.
Like one of, one of those crack smiles. What's what do they call the necktie? What is that?
Colombian necktie.
Colombian necktie.
Yeah.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, we got a few things on the board. Where to begin?
Where do I begin?
Fort Myers. Crash, College Parkway, right by the Petland. Then we go down to Estero. Crash, Coconut Road, right by the Hyatt Regency. That's actually near Bonita Springs.
It's
still Estero, I think. And then this is Lehigh Acres. Crash, Lee Boulevard, right by the Walmart Supercenter. And you
is the,
are up to date.
Is the Walmart right by us? Is that 24 hours?
I think it's 20. They're all 24 hours, aren't they? Now?
I don't know.
Walmart, is that 24 hours?
D-Train would know.
Yeah, all the supercenters are. The ones that tend to have a late night closing are the neighborhood markets.
Gotcha. But the superstores are 24.
Yep.
All of them?
Yep.
If it's a superstore.
And this one is?
Yeah. Yep. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It'll be Mark Haney in the news.
I remember the old days when it was, you know, it was Joe Albertson's supermarket, but the produce department is mine.
Yeah. Let's find out what's coming up. Haney's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
They did a survey of American car owners, and we will tell you the percentage of people that cannot fix a flat tire and how many people don't know which part of the car the engine is.
Stop it! Stop it!
Another survey asked Americans, where's the best place to eat when you're drunk? We'll have the winners for you.
Yeah, there's a few. I know of my top three.
We've had some times, haven't we?
We sure have.
Stan knows better than to go through the drive-thru with me late at night.
Oh, it's not. It's pointless. You got to go in, let them order separately. Jeez.
Remember, we got back to that hotel room, and you go, are you telling me you're going to eat all of
those?
You
have no idea how mad I was. You know, and I've said this story before. We've been doing this for 30-some-odd years. We've told a lot of stories before. We get out of it. This is every time. We got a few pops in us. We're, you know, a little midnight snack. Let's go to the drive-up.
This was in Orlando, wasn't it?
I'll go. I can pull at least seven different cities.
Oh, this okay. All right.
Now they drive up. Hey, welcome to Burger. Can we help you? Two orders, please. I will have the number one, which is the quarter pound burger with the fries and large drink. Yes, that'll be seven. Your next order, please. And then Haney's over on the riding shotgun. Yeah, I'll have six of the mini slider burgers, two fish sandwiches, what your 64-pack of nuggets, and then if I can get four large fries, and do you have sweet tea? Yeah, let me get two super-sized sweet teas and six apple pies, and what, should I get an ice cream for...
why not?
And of course, they're hearing all this, and they don't even know where to start.
But I know your favorite one.
Well, that was at the Steak and Shake.
Yep. You want to relay that one?
Sat there, had a big burger. He ordered like two double steak burgers with cheese, a bunch of shoestring French fries, large, multiple refills of his soft drink. And then the waitress comes back up to the table. Would you guys care for anything for dessert? I said, yeah, but you know what? I'll have a strawberry milkshake to kind of top things off. You, sir? Yeah, I'll have three more of your double steak burgers and give me another large fry.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I was going to take the milkshake to go, put it in a cup, and we... No, no, I'm still hungry.
Mm-hmm. And a woman at a music festival somehow got her head stuck in the tailpipe.
It happens.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Always a little time for laughter here on the show. Right, 79? That's the last two digits of Bonehead's number.
The texters really get to you.
You know, the thing is, and you brought it up during the break, isn't it amazing how texters feel that they have the ability to go and text us and yell at us and complain to us about the way we're doing the show, when in fact, it's not their show, it's our show, and we'll do what we want.
Yeah.
And they it's it, you know what? It's amazing hiding behind a text number that you can go, you know, maybe I'll come to your work, tell you how to do your job, you stoop.
You know, doesn't happen often.
No, once in a while we get on a little tangent.
We just wanted to hear the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
And mourn lost innocence.
Yeah. And if we're in here and we have access to all of this stuff, we'll play it. You're welcome to join in with us and enjoy it. If you don't, keep your mouth shut or move on. Sorry about that, folks. What did we get a text?
Yeah, it was a very helpful text. Oh, I think you may want to read this one.
Yeah. Oh, let me see what it says.
Yeah, it's Star Trek.
Yeah. I apologize. During Smarter Than Haney yesterday, I said it was Mr. Spock of Star Trek. You Trekkies out there reminded me it's Star Trek.
This will be helpful for Saturday.
Ahoy, Stan. If you need a recipe for shark fin soup, let me know. Mine tastes even better than my crispy manatee fritter specialty. Yes, I want it. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
D-Train?
Haney?
Honey, I'm home.
Son of a...
Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
I'm told that Sunday is Father's Day.
That's what they say. I won't notice it.
I will. My daughter's very good about it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Come down later for moose soup!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the...
Top.
...things you won't hear your dad say.
Top things you won't hear your dad say.
Now, according to this article in Cosmo...
I know nothing. Nothing.
You know, I look around now at you kids and... You don't realize. You've got it much harder now than when I was a kid. I had a spoiled and entitled childhood.
Okay.
If you look at the date, I switched that out for you because you would not read today's.
Thank you.
Yep. I did that for you even beforehand.
And these are much better.
I know that, and they are.
Kids, don't call what your mom does all the time nagging, okay? It's constructive criticism only meant to make me feel better about myself. Again, these are the top things you won't hear your dad say. Honey, would you go to my computer, look at my browser history, and then clear it out for me, please?
Yep. Oh, there's 79 again. Oh, really? Play the Beach Boys on your own time, not our time.
Don't talk like a jerk.
Exactly.
Top things you won't hear your dad say.
Block him.
Leave him alone.
I want him off. You don't have to read that, those asinine comments.
It kind of amuses me.
It does. It does.
Top things you won't hear your dad say.
Yes.
Gonna skip watching football today. Wouldn't want to miss out on the big clearance sale at Linens and Things.
Oh, please. I don't need that topped on it.
No beer for me, thanks. I like to watch the game sober.
I love it.
Sink's clogged up, huh? Well, I certainly lack the knowledge and experience to handle that. You'd best call a plumber.
Takes a big man to admit when he's wrong, Stan.
Kids, I love and respect your mother way too much to hit on the golf cart girl at the golf course.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so pleasant.
Keep the change. Woo!
You'll never catch me in a pair of dockers.
Woo! Not Jeremy.
Huh. Well, that's a pretty fancy car there, but I think it might be a better idea to invest in a sensible, dependable Dodge Caravan.
Wow.
Well, I appreciate the gift, but Old Spice is a little strong for me. Ah, damn it, enough with the Bob Seger music.
Yeah, too much Seger.
No, why would you say that? I'm not going to stop and admire that classic Corvette in the grocery store parking lot. Even though you still live in my basement, son, I'm so pleased you're my namesake.
Get with the program, maggot!
You're right, honey. The NFL Red Zone package is taking me away from you on Sundays. I'll cancel it immediately.
Are you threatening my mother?
Thanks to menopause, your mother looks hotter than ever.
What is this? What's going on here? What are you people doing here?
Vince.
Well, why didn't you just say you wanted to drop out of college and become a street musician? Here, let me buy you a new harmonica.
I knew it.
How did I feel when you told me you wanted to play the viola instead of football? Ecstatic, of course.
I'm a male.
And finally, the very top thing you won't hear your dad say.
Yes.
Boy, did I make the right decision, choosing one woman to have sex with for the rest of my life.
Fatty bone.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
That's it, baby.
That's right, Freddie. This comes to us from Robert, or Rob. Guys, I'm 33 and have been a listener of your show since 1999. I grew up listening to you guys in my dad's auto shop down in Naples. Please don't give up hope for our country. Not all millennials are whiny little libtards. Some of us were raised right.
Thank God for that.
Never change, gentlemen. We need you now more than ever. Your biggest millennial fan, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Hey, maybe we should make a liner out of that. Now, more than ever.
Yep. That's a good one, yeah. This is from John in Naples. Ahoy, guys. Yesterday, you were talking about colleges being more liberal these days than when you and I were in school. I have to disagree. You know what it is? Is we're just getting older. You know the old saying, if you're a Republican as a young man, you don't have a soul, and if you're a Democrat as an old man, well, you have no money. I think we're just getting older, and following the natural progression of getting older and yelling at the younger generation to get off my lawn.
I wish that was the case.
Yeah, I do too. And I can tell the difference. I know stuff that didn't bother me when I was younger, things I felt. It's different than what's going on at those universities.
Yeah. Well, and keep in mind the time period you're talking about. They still had to rein it in somewhat because we were involved in a little something called the Cold War, and there was no doubt in anyone's mind that communism was evil.
Yep.
Now it's cool.
Yeah. My girlfriend called a coworker the other day a communist because he was sitting behind the counter and was watching like a mother with a bunch of kids and the father. And this is an 18-year-old that's like working there. And he looks and shakes his head. You know, the United States should put in a law to ban how many children you can have. That will help our country in the population explosion.
And she, population explosion?
Yeah, and I said, what are you talking about? We're actually shrinking. And she looked at him and called him a communist.
He is.
I know. Yeah.
It's just that idea, and that kid's a great example of it.
Yes.
He's an 18-year-old, yet
said they should start sterilizing.
He believes that a family being successful in life should have to follow his rules.
Yes. Communist. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Oh, Jesus. Thank God.
Oh, apparently he said he sent an email yesterday. It was refreshing.
Is he accusing you of lying?
He's accusing me of that there's something wrong with our mail server. I can't fight him on it.
Maybe you were censoring him.
Yep, I wasn't. Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, Stan, I did send you an email yesterday. However, your email system failed. Okay, sorry. Imagine that a communication breakdown. Imagine it was a communication breakdown at Beasley. Well, today is Flag Day, so fly it proudly. And remember that iconic symbol means what it means. Next, happy birthday, President Trump. Well, guys, by the time you read this, we will know some of the answers to what is going to happen to all the people involved to bring down Trump.
Well, I hate the timing of it because it... I guess was released to Congress at noon, and the public report was supposed to be issued at around 3, and obviously I'm busy, so I'll have to read it tonight.
Rumor has it it's pretty soft.
Single-spaced, unredacted.
I know we don't get complete answers, but my main concern is will they be charged with criminal acts? No, so far I haven't heard criminal acts.
No, everything that I have heard so far is very soft.
Yep. I sure hope it is not saying that they just effed up. Well, yeah, that's what they're doing. Well, what did they refer to Comey as doing? He wasn't breaking the law. He was just, I don't know.
Like insubordinate.
Insubordinate. May justice be served and people punished. You guys are the best sign, The Guardian. We're going to take a break. Our question of the week is coming up next. It's a good one.
And again, I haven't read it yet, but the little bit that I've seen, it acknowledges all of the political biases, but says there's no evidence that that played a role in anything.
Yep. We'll be back.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
Oh, yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Tell you right now, not a damn enough. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Less than 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to check traffic here for you in just a second, but as we do every Thursday here on the Stan and Haney Show at this time, we pose to you our question of the week. Then we'll have you, I'll do traffic, then we'll have you call in and you give us your answers to our question. You have the right answer. It's not a yes or no answer, it's your answer. Here's our question of the week. And I can guarantee you every kid, because parents kind of guided you in the beginning, but then, you know, whatever the cool thing was. Our question of the week. What did you collect as a kid. There was stuff that you wanted, you collected. And some of us wish we still had our collections. What did you collect as a kid? 277-9600. We'll take your calls as soon as we complete traffic. What did you collect as a kid?
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, two things on the board, and we'll start with this one in North Fort Myers. There is a busted-ass POS in the road. Caloosahatchee Bridge southbound in the turn lane. That's just great. Fort Myers, crash, Bell Tower Drive, and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. We all collected stuff as a kid. Maybe it was your parents that started a collection for you. Maybe you inherited a collection. But all kids got into something and they collected things as a kid. What did you collect as a kid? Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, my parents guided me into this when I was small, were Matchbox cars. And they weren't the race cars like the Hot Wheels and all that. I had a full collection of, like, the, you know, the Model T's and the antique spoked cars. And they put them all in a case and all that, and I had to collect those. I don't know if they're valuable now or not, but I had a ton of them. And then, of course, when I got older, baseball cards. I loved baseball cards. I had an older kid in the neighborhood give me all of his when I was little. And then I started collecting, and I had thousands of baseball cards and kept those all the way into my early 30s when I needed cash. What did you collect as a kid?
You know.
Well, I don't know. What did you do?
Beer cans.
Oh, that's right!
I had a massive beer can collection.
He brought them. I guess they were over in Melbourne, and you brought them over one time. I mean, boxes full of beer cans.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. D-Train, what'd you collect as a kid?
I wish I still had them due to the resurgence in popularity. And no, I'm not talking about Star Wars. We already know I blew those up a long time ago. I had just about everything toy-related to the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I had very rare gas masks that fit on the turtles. I had the blimp, I had the sewer, I had the Volkswagen, I had everything.
See, there's the generation.
Yeah.
Haney and I didn't know what that was.
I mean, as a kid, I had G.I. Joes.
Oh, like, sure.
Elementary and middle school, I had every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
But you had the fake G.I. Joes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have the Barbie dolls like you played with.
Yeah, they were the full-size G.I. Joes, and I had them from the ones that had the painted-on hair all the way to the fuzz hair and beard.
Full beard.
And kung fu grip.
Yep.
277-9600. What'd you collect as a kid? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah,
Ahoy.
Who's this? What's your name?
Bill from Cape Coral.
Bill, what'd you collect as a kid?
Hess trucks.
Oh, yeah, they still have them. They come out every year. What'd you get them for Christmas every year?
Christmas every year. Still do it. Still have them.
Now, let me ask you this, because I just know. Has the quality slipped over the years?
Actually, it's gotten better.
Really? Okay. Because I remember as a kid, Tonka trucks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they, back in the day, man, they were all metal.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take a beating.
Throw them at your brother?
Yeah. 277-9600.
No, I don't think you hadn't met your brother yet.
No, but I threw him.
He would have.
I threw him. You know who I threw him at? Danny Fitzpatrick. That son of a bitch.
What was his deal?
He was a stealer. You'd have all the good stuff up, and then my mom would call me in for dinner, and then I'd notice some of my stuff still wasn't there. And it was like, where is the Tonka this? And he would take it home with him.
Was he the one who used your boxing gloves, and his dad gave you a lip for saying you're going to kill him?
No, that was the Turk. No. I had to apologize to the kid, because I said in front of the Turk I was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that in front of the Turk. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Fran.
Hi, Fran. How are you, sir, ma'am? What did you collect as a kid?
I caught myself. I have a deep voice. I get away with a lot.
I bet you do.
Do you fool people with that voice?
Oh yeah.
What do you use it for?
I used to collect Lincoln trolls, and I used to get my shoe boxes and make houses for them.
For the trolls?
Shoe boxes. Yeah.
Are you talking about the ones with the big frizzy hair?
You got it.
Those were cool.
I'm more interested in what you use your voice for. How do you fool people? What do you do?
No, if I have to call the phone company for something.
Yeah. Give us a bill.
Yeah,
Stan's the phone company.
I'm the phone company. Yes, ma'am. Hello, phone company.
Yes, I'd like to talk about my account, please.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly it. And then I just keep my voice. Whatever they say first, then I keep my voice low or high.
Now, do you find you get better results when they think you're a man?
No. And sometimes my voice changes in the middle.
See you later. 277-9600. Now, there's a good sport. You know what? She knows what she sounds like. Appreciate the call, fella.
Hey, we are all as God made us.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Howdy do, fellas. Pip here.
Hey,
where you been?
My trip from work is 30 minutes, and I try to get through, and SOBs never take me in.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah. What did you collect as a kid?
The Star Wars action figures and the G.I. Joe action figures and the Hot Wheels and the Matchbox.
Now,
did you have an X-Wing?
I did, and I also had something probably not a lot of people had. I had a booger collection on my wall.
I bet you
did.
Yeah,
of course you did. You filthy bastard.
Your brother taught you how to do that. No, you shut up!
That was one of my favorite things. The big X-Wing. Mm-hmm. Where it was like on scale with the action figures, yeah. Where Luke could fit inside it and R2 was in the back.
I never had that.
Well, it's because you didn't care for Star Wars.
Let me tell you, Pip, he's another one. Been listening to us since day one. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking day one in the afternoon show. I'm talking day one in the old, old morning show. He's been listening to us for damn 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
It's good hearing your voice, Jackie. What did you collect as a kid?
Unicorns.
You had a unicorn collection?
Oh, my God. I still have it, and I hate them all.
277-9600. What'd you collect as a kid?
It's funny how... At least in my family, like, people would be known for certain things. And, like, my aunt, whenever it was time to get her a gift, she always wanted something shaped like an owl.
Uh-huh.
All over her house was owls.
Yep. Yeah. See, but there's things like that, like unicorns. Well, you probably had different kind of stuffed unicorns, unicorn figurines. It's the same thing. I've known a lot of people in my life that... snow globes, and it doesn't matter what kind of, you know, theme. If it's a snow globe, they gotta have it. Then they got these globes. I've seen them. You go to Disney, you see them in the gift shops. Snow globes, but no snow. It's just a clear ball, glass ball with something in it. No snow. It doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Those are beautiful. Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Rick.
Rick, what'd you collect as a kid?
Comic books.
Oh, man.
That can be lucrative.
That can be very lucrative.
I've still got them, too. I've got about 300. I read them as a little kid, and I put them in a box, and they're still in the box, and I plan on giving them to my grandkids.
Now, if you don't mind me asking, what year, what age, because I want to know the year, what year did you start collecting comic books? Was it in the 60s, 70s? What is it?
I was born in 1960, so it had to have been probably around... 79, 78.
Because some of those, depending on the comic book, carry a lot of value.
Yeah, I've got my cheapest one I've got, or I shouldn't say cheap, but the least expensive one I've got was like 5 cents. I've got quite a few 10 cents and a few 15 centers. A lot of them are 25 cents.
And now probably worth hundreds.
Well, depending on what kind of comic it is. You know, yeah. It just depends on what you got.
Yeah. Well, you got Batman? You got Batman?
Yeah, I've got them all. Yeah, Batman, Superman,
yeah,
Robin, Archie's.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I've got them all.
Awesome. That's good.
No, you're a big Jughead fan.
Always Archie's in general. Couldn't wait to see what Jughead and Veronica were up to. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Mark from Naples.
Hey, Mark. What did you collect as a kid?
Oh, of course, Matchbox cars, which I still have. I've got like three or four cases. I still have those. My father got me into collecting matchbooks. You know, you go to the restaurant.
Yes,
the day,
sure.
Matchbooks. So I got a bunch of those. You don't find those anymore.
That's a hard hobby to get into now because very few places have matchbooks.
And it used to be every place.
And the places that do have them now, they're just the white blank ones because, yeah, you know, exactly. And they pull them out from behind the bar or something. You used to be able to go to any restaurant and grab the matchbook, and it would almost be like a travel log of where you went.
Right, and you look back on it, and it brings back memories of your dinner there or whatever. And anything advertising, like signs, you know, sometimes I'd even take them from someplace, a business or whatever, but just, and I'd hang them up in the room, the bedroom, you know.
Awesome collection. That's a good deal. Absolutely.
And radio station bumper stickers. My father was in broadcasting his whole life, and he'd go to conventions and bring them back from the vendors. So I had stacks and stacks, and when I finally built my big garage, I've got them now up on columns, and they're 16-foot columns, and I've got like three columns full of radio station bumper stickers. So it's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's is there a K-Rock one there?
Yeah, there's a K-Rock one. It's back home, you know, everybody, all around the country.
Appreciate the call, buddy. 277-9600. I remember, you know, Haney and I, and we still love them, but this goes back 15, 20 years. Haney and I started collecting Zippo lighters, and we actually got in touch with the people in Bradford, Pennsylvania, the Zippo people, and they sent us a very nice collection. Now, there was Haney, myself, and our producer Jokey at the time, and they sent us probably like 30
beautiful
Zippo lighters, and of the 30... 15 of them were cool stuff, you know, a liquor store or liquor and sports teams. And then, like, the last quarter of them were, like, ladies' stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies' world and ladies' golf and Wimba. And we gave them to Joey.
Yeah, see, what happened is the shipment of lighters came in. Stan and I got to it first, divvied it up. Then we closed the box back up. And told our producer, here, that's what came in.
Yep.
And he starts going through and goes, boy, these aren't very good. And it was there was a Zippo lighter that was a tribute to the WNBA.
Yeah.
And he looks and he goes, what's Wimba?
Yep. I'll tell you, here's something about Zippo lighters. And I'm telling this to anybody. You find your granddad Zippo or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Zippo lighters have a lifetime guarantee. If you find your grandpa's lighter and stuff, send it back to Zippo. They'll fix it up, make it workable for free, no matter how old it is.
And you've done it.
I've done it. I found a Zippo lighter in like at a garage sale that was like from the 40s. And it had an advertisement on it that started with, you know, like BR549. They had sent it to them. It didn't work. They sent it back to me free of charge. Works like a charm. To this day, they'll do it. One more here. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. Rob in Fort Myers.
Hey, Rob. What did you collect as a kid?
I used to collect military patches. My dad was in the Marine Corps, so whenever he had to go on, like in the reserve, the 2 weeks deployment.
Very
he'd
cool.
Go out to military bases and bring back patches from whatever unit was on the base.
You still got them?
Yeah, I still got them.
Oh, nice. That's great.
Nice. They're appreciate awesome. The call. If you would like to answer our question of the week, it's easy. Email us, ahoy@stanandhaney.com. What did you collect as a kid?
You know what some of my most prized possessions are now? When we started the draft fund,
The coins.
Those company coins.
Those are awesome. And early on, so many of the companies gave us their coin. Mm-hmm. Those are my pride and joy. I mean, those are so beautiful.
Yep.
And irreplaceable. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. I'm a little concerned right now. We had that very nice lady that called us during our question of the week, said she collected unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
And then she proceeded to, a nice little unicorn collection. She proceeded to send us picture after picture after picture of all of her unicorns. Unicorn little Hummels and
she's
plates.
Not kidding.
And I'm thinking to myself, boy, look at all these unicorns. She calls about a unicorn, sends pictures. So now I'm watching. I got Fox News and The Five up on camera. And who is it? Gutfeld sitting right there on the counter. He's got a unicorn. He's got a unicorn little Hummel right on the newscast right now. And
well,
I'm like,
what does this mean?
What does this mean?
Is it like a double rainbow?
Something like a double rainbow or something. Unicorns. Everything's unicorns right now. See, when if he comes back on camera, he's right on there. He's got a unicorn in the middle of the newscast. I've got my monitor, two monitors now, full of unicorns, and a TV monitor with a unicorn on it. What does this mean?
Well, we'll have to investigate it.
Yeah. It's supposed to be good luck, I guess, but she just texted us and said it's not.
It
hasn't helped. She ought to know. Let's get a look at traffic right now for your drive home. Look.
K-Rock traffic.
Oh, you just missed it. All right. Let's start in North Fort Myers. Crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway and Orange Grove Boulevard. And then this one on Fort Myers Beach. Crash, Pine Ridge Road and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark.
Oh, I saw it.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, June 14th.
Double M, XB, triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, we've heard a lot of talk. It's time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
We've heard a lot of talk about trade lately. Free trade, yeah, and tariffs. And
NAFTA, getting the shafta.
And one of the things that the eyebrow man was very upset about is tariffs relating to steel and aluminum.
Right.
And Trudeau got all bent out of shape because Trump said, hey, it's nothing personal. It's a national security issue. And Trudeau took that and ran with it. That, are you saying Canada is a threat to the United States? No. Trump is trying to reestablish a manufacturing base in the United States of America. We need to have a domestic steel industry. You never know what's going to happen in the world.
We used to be the king of steel.
And so many things are now manufactured outside of the United States And I learned a lot of this looking into what would be the ramifications of an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, either an attack or if it happened naturally from the sun. And all of these experts are talking about what a disaster it would be. And not in small part to the fact that many of the parts that you would need to bring the electric grid back up are not manufactured in the United States. They would have to be brought in from China. So you ask yourself, with things ratcheting up, because China was unchallenged for so long in the South China Sea, you know, building islands and asserting their dominance. Well, if we get into a confrontation with China, and they're responsible for all of these components, they're sending us their steel because we don't make it anymore, it's a problem.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way down the line. And here's an example of where we're at with American manufacturing. There is only one company left in the United States that manufactures silverware.
What?
Only one company.
So you'd be like, you know, because Paul Revere, he was a silversmith, made a lot of silver stuff, silver spoons, silver forks, silver cups.
Mm-hmm. So chances are overwhelming.
Oneida.
No. Oh. I mean, maybe they make Oneida. I don't know. The company is Sherrill Manufacturing in Sherrill, New York. So the chances are overwhelming that when you sit down to dinner tonight and you pick up that fork, it was not made in the United States.
Hmm.
And it's been going that way for so long.
Yeah, I know.
There's something to be said for just being self-contained. We can handle our own business, thank you very much. And that's what a lot of this is about.
That's common sense and thinking it through. On the surface with people that just use brainstem. That doesn't sound nice. Trump's not being fair to Canada, our friend.
Yeah.
It's the truth. That's what they think.
People love penguins.
Oh, man, yeah, especially after that penguin Happy Feet came out.
No, that's what they think. They think that penguins live a happy-go-lucky lifestyle.
They live a life of hell.
And there's very little pleasure in the life of a penguin.
It's true.
It's so sad. The penguin can't even taste its food, just swallows fish whole, because it doesn't make any difference. They don't taste any different. It doesn't have a favorite fish.
Right.
Any fish will do, because they're all the same.
That's sad.
I'm surprised there's not more of a suicide issue with penguins.
Penguins, we don't know. We're not down there all the time. They could say that it was an unfortunate misadventure.
Yeah, that's what they usually do.
Yep.
Many books have been written about presidents of the United States. Who has had more books written about them? Abraham Lincoln or John F. Kennedy?
I would assume on the assassination conspiracy alone, probably JFK by a mile.
About 15,000 books have been written about Abraham Lincoln. For John F. Kennedy, he's the subject of over 40,000 books.
Yep. All of them with their own theory.
Mm-hmm. Magic bullet.
And it's much easier to do that because you're dealing with somebody that was in the 20th century, plenty of footage, very little about, you know, people think that there's tons of pictures of Abraham Lincoln, and there's not. There are very few. I want to say in the, like, 14 pictures or something that we know of that are confirmed to be of, like, Lincoln. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. You know, cars changed quite a bit while we were growing up.
Yeah, they did.
We got like the tail end of the glory years of Detroit.
Yep.
We were lucky enough to be able to actually drive muscle cars. And at that time, cars were relatively simple.
Mm-hmm. You could fix them yourself.
You could work on your car. But they realized that's not good for business, so they made things more and more complicated. And now we are in a much different position than we were back when we were growing up, the age of, the backyard mechanic.
Yeah. Oh, I'll open up the hood of my car, and I don't know what the hell I'm looking at.
Well, they did a survey of car owners and asked them six simple questions.
Okay.
Number one, can you add windshield washer fluid to your car?
Yes. Yes, I can. D-Train, you can too, right? Let's play this. Yes.
30% aren't sure.
Oh, really?
Can you replace your windshield wipers?
Yes.
Yes, I can. I just did not too long ago.
52% don't know if they could. Can you jump start your car if the battery dies?
Yes.
Just had to.
53% don't know if they could. Can you put a spare tire on?
Yes.
61% aren't sure. 1 in 5 are not familiar with a tire pressure gauge.
Oh, my God. You know, that was one thing I already knew how because I lived on a farm and we had to do it. But driver's ed, when I was in school, first of all, I remember my daughter 10 years ago saying, you got to sign up for driver's ed.
Mm-hmm, you got to pay.
You got to pay. The class gets filled
like
90
up. $90 a class.
What?
Yeah, that's the way it is now. I'm serious.
It was like basically an extension of PE when I did it.
When I was in school, it was a required course.
And you had to go out there with coach.
And there was the driver's ed teacher. And one of the car dealerships donated some cars and stuff. But part of that was those donated cars, before you went out and drove them, you had to go and change a tire. Girls and boys changed the tire with the old lug wrench and a piece of cake for me and most of the guys there because we had done it. But even the girls had to learn to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Change a tire.
Well, they got that new insurance commercial where the kid has a flat tire and his dopey friend's like, is this the lug wrench?
Yeah, I can't believe it.
Number 5, could you replace a blown fuse? 63% saying, probably not.
That's, I've done it before, but not on a brand new car.
Yep.
Can you change your own oil?
No.
Yes.
67% said no. Now, some of those are forgivable, but the craziest one?
Yeah.
They showed these same people various pictures of car parts and asked them to identify a part of the car known as the engine. 41% could not identify the engine of the car.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see what I mean? Most of America. I just want to get by. Does it start?
Why are Ubers getting so big?
Does it start? Does my car start? You ever see at your parking in your neighborhood, there might be the one house, or if you live in an apartment complex, there's always that one person getting ready to go to work, hasn't bothered to take their car in, and they crank it and crank it and mm-hmm. crank it for a half hour, almost to the point the battery's dead, just to get that car turned over so they can get to work. They don't care.
And then while they're driving down the street, their brake pads are squealing because it's time to change.
They don't care. They got this is something that I don't need to pay attention to.
Yep. You see some idiot driving down the street and they forgot to put the oil pan back on, so it's just flapping
scraping.
Right there on the concrete.
What boob.
Another survey. Asked an interesting question.
What?
Survey asked 6,000 Americans about their drunk eating habits. Mm. They wanted to know, when it's time to go drunk dining, what is your go-to place? And by a mile, when we get a couple of pops in us,
yeah,
Americans head for the border.
Taco Bell.
Taco Bell by far. McDonald's is next at 25%, followed by Waffle House at 13%, Denny's at 6%, and IHOB at 5%.
Yep, those bottom ones. I love it. IHOB, Denny's, the Perkins. We don't have White Castle, so
mm-hmm. I think Taco Bell leads the fast food list on that because most McDonald's close around midnight.
I'm gonna tell you, when I was in Las Vegas over Christmas, and they had a White Castle there, mm-hmm. and I got good and plowed, and going back to the hotel, stopped.
You were thinking of me, weren't you?
I sure was. Stopped.
What would Haney do?
Stopped at White Castle.
Did you get a big sack?
It was the biggest bag we could get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you back to the hotel.
And then you just sit there one after the other. Yep.
It was awesome.
My brother was explaining to me the reason they got that White Castle, because they just got it within the last year.
Yeah, it's great.
Every year they'd have a food truck convention type thing, and White Castles would show up with a food truck, and they'd have like a three-hour line. And so after years of that, they finally realized there's a demand for it here. Yep. Let's open up a shop.
Steamed burgers. Mm-hmm. They are phenomenal.
Love it.
I don't understand why we don't have a Crystal.
We used to.
Where was it?
Over on the coast we used to have a Crystal.
No, I mean in this town.
Oh, who knows? It would be huge. They're close second to White Castle.
In a pinch.
Well. Oh, come on.
I'd do the same thing when we were over on the other coast. Get a sack of those things.
Mm-hmm. Other information from this survey, they determined that we consume, on average, 775 extra calories after a heavy night of drinking.
Sure.
And that's the average. It works out to 790 for the men and 759 for the women who can ill afford it.
Yep. Come on, you know, ladies.
Now, Taco Bell is the top choice in 31 states. McDonald's is number one in 14. And five states across the South prefer Waffle House. Out of those top three spots, Waffle House packs the most calories. The average drunk at the Waffle House orders at least 979 calories. McDonald's is next with 788, Taco Bell 723. That's because they throw some rice in.
Yeah.
And the top three drunk orders for the ladies at Taco Bell. This is something to keep in mind. You got her passed out in the front seat.
Yeah.
You know she's going to wake up hangry at some point.
Yep. Chalupa.
Tacos, quesadillas, and nachos.
Nachos.
For men, it's a little more specific. Tacos,
chalupa,
tacos, burritos, and very specific, cheesy gordita crunches.
Oh, kick ass!
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, one thing that women really do excel at, what? Once they become mothers, they have excellent instincts when something is threatening their family.
Yes, they do. The ones that want to be mothers.
That's true. Yes. Always a caveat.
Because there's always a caveat of the mother who still likes to go out and party.
A family in Los Angeles was heading home from a local water park on Saturday night when they decided to stop at a taco truck for dinner.
Okay.
You know, kids love it.
Yeah.
It was there that 38-year-old Juan Rodriguez. I know it's Rodriguez. It's an homage to Les Nessman.
Yes.
Buckeye NewsHawk Award. Juan Rodriguez walked up to them out of the blue and informed them he was an undercover cop and flashed a gun. The mom's instincts kicked into high gear immediately, and she just knew this guy was not a cop. And she also knew it's time to protect the family. What to do? She did the only thing she could do.
What's that?
Guy's acting all tough?
Yeah.
She handed him a greasy taco. He took it.
Huh.
And then she said, "Ooh, look at that. That's a little messy. I'll go get you napkins." She was as cool as could be. Went back to the people working in the taco truck. Calmly informed them not to look back. But the man was threatening her family with a gun and asked them to call 911. They did. She returned with the napkins, very calm, whole time. The cops got there quick and arrested Juan for child endangerment and impersonating a police officer. Surprisingly, he also had several outstanding warrants.
Oh, you don't say. That, what a mom. What a mom.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, a 19-year-old woman named Caitlin Strom was at the Winstock Country Music Festival in central Minnesota last weekend, and she was checking out a sweet truck. Cool truck.
Yeah, I bet.
And she just had to put her head in its oversized tailpipe.
Oh.
And her head got stuck.
How stupid do you gotta be?
In the truck's tailpipe. She wasn't getting out on her own.
Of course not.
Firefighters were called in. They assessed the situation and determined they would need a power saw.
Power sawed me.
To get her head out of the tailpipe.
Well, that's coming close to cutting the tailpipe to head right there.
After Caitlin was freed from the tailpipe, she was fast walked out of this festival and cited for underage drinking.
Look at this! What a stoop!
Wonder what's in there.
What an idiot!
And that's the news for today, Thursday, June 14th.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
And we're in the internet age. She will never, ever live that down.
Can you zoom in on that? Let's get a closer look at her head in the exhaust pipe of the truck. This dumb human being. Look at this. Oh, she was so excited wearing her new top with the exposed midriff.
Oh, yeah.
She looked so pretty in that. This was a night of fun. And then she gets her head. Why
would you stick it?
I don't know.
I wish I could find a photo afterwards so you can see her head all covered in soot.
See her head all cone-shaped coming out of there.
You know what? That's just like, yeah. How is that a human being? That's like you'd see a deer getting that kind of trouble.
Yeah, a deer would. Maybe at the most a dog.
Yep, and everybody's got it around. Oh, don't make him nervous.
Maybe even more like a raccoon would do that after maybe getting me because he smelled something sweet in there.
Oh, and she posted a picture. Yeah, I'm the tailpipe girl. What you know about it?
You are dumb. Dumb.
Diddy dumb.
Yep.
Diddy diddy dumb dumb.
Dumb.
Dumb girl. Dumb.
Jason and
dumb
Todd.
Dumb girl.
From the Diamond District, bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock to take you through your evening. Let's get a final
Stan,
look at... Yes, what? Yes.
I just...
What?
I cannot get over Tailpipe Girl, and I just... Okay. I have to address this.
All right, address it. Sticking your head in a tailpipe.
I seen you jocking JC, cause they got a Mercedes, and you know about his ladies and all his babies. You just wanna ride and get inside and run around town like Bonnie and Clyde. But see the moves you're making, the route you're taking will lead to heartbreaking, and I'm not mistaken. You like his money, you'll be his honey. If the truth don't scoot, you're a great big dummy.
Dumb girl.
Dumb, da dum da
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Ah, it's so true.
Dumb.
Couple of things. Fort Myers got a crash in the 15,000 block of San Carlos Boulevard. There are no injuries. It's right by the Walgreens. And then Fort Myers...
No physical injuries.
No physical, emotional. Whoop. Fort Myers Beach... Crash, Pine Ridge Road, and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
So check this out. I was just in Denver doing some shows. And then as I'm out there, from behind, this guy goes, "Hey, man, you need some sweatpants?" Well, he was far away, enough away where that could have been for anybody. But just in my heart, I knew that was for me. And I said, "What?" Because I wanted to hear him yell it again. He's like, "You need some sweatpants." I was like, "Oh, no, I'm good." He's like, "Well, how about some batteries?" "Oh, man, I could probably use some batteries." There's a beeping in my house I can't find. Now this dude starts coming towards me. He's dragging a giant trash bag full of stuff, and it could all be mine. He's like, "You need a pillowcase?" I go, "No, I'm good." He's like, "How about a Ouija board?" I'm like, "Well, you got all the pieces? Can't be messing around with half a Ouija." Now this dude is coming towards me, and I'm like evaluating my life, like, "Okay, well, how bad do I look that this homeless dude is trying to help me out?"
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Big Friday show. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show. 96 K-Rock, we leave you this afternoon with this. Right off the bat, I'm going to tell you, my parents guided me into this when I was small. Were Matchbox cars, and they weren't the race cars like the Hot Wheels and all that. I had a full collection of, like, the, you know, the Model T's and the antique spoked cars, and they put them all in a case and all that, and I had to collect those. I don't know if they're valuable now or not, but I had a ton of them. And then, of course, when I got older, baseball cards. I loved baseball cards. I had an older kid in the neighborhood give me all of his when I was little, and then I started collecting, and I had thousands of baseball cards and kept those all the way into my early 30s when I needed cash. What did you collect as a kid?
You know.
Well, I don't know. What did you do?
Beer cans.
Oh, that's right!
I had a massive beer can collection.
He brought them, I guess they were over in Melbourne, and you brought them over one time. I mean, boxes full of beer cans.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. D-Train, what'd you collect as a kid?
I wish I still had them due to the resurgence in popularity. And no, I'm not talking about Star Wars. We already know I blew those up a long time ago. I had just about everything toy-related to the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I had very rare gas masks that fit on the turtles. I had the blimp, I had the sewer, I had the Volkswagen, I had everything.
See, there's the generation.
Yeah.
Haney and I didn't know what that was.
I mean, as a kid, a younger kid, I had G.I. Joes.
Oh, but, like, sure.
Elementary and middle school, I had every Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
But you had the fake G.I. Joes, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have the Barbie dolls like you played with.
Yeah, they were the full-size G.I. Joes, and I had them. From the ones that had the painted on hair all the way to the fuzz hair and beard.
Full beard.
And kung fu grip.
Yep.
277-9600. What'd you collect as a kid? Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah,
ahoy.
Who's this? What's your name?
Bill from Cape Coral.
Bill, what'd you collect as a kid?
Hess trucks.
Oh, yeah, they still have them. They come out every year. What'd you get them for Christmas every year?
Christmas every year. Still do it. Have them.
Now, let me ask you this, because I just know. Has the quality slipped over the years?
Actually, it's gotten better.
Really? Okay. Because I remember as a kid, Tonka trucks.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they, back in the day, man, they were all metal.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take a beating.
Throw them at your brother?
Yeah. 277-9600.
No, I don't think you hadn't met your brother yet.
No, but I threw him.
He would have.
I threw him. You know who I threw him at? Danny Fitzpatrick. That son of a bitch.
What was his deal?
He was a stealer. You'd have all the good stuff up, and then my mom would call me in for dinner, and then I'd notice some of my stuff still wasn't there. And it was like, where is the Tonka this? And he would take it home with him.
Was he the one who used your boxing gloves and his dad gave you a lip for saying you were going to kill him?
No, that was the Turk. No. I had to apologize to the kid because I said in front of the Turk I was going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that in front of the Turk. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
How are you?
How are you, sir? Ma'am, what did you collect as a kid?
Ma'am.
Yeah, I know, ma'am. Collect. I caught myself.
I know. Yeah. I have a deep voice. I get away with a lot.
I bet you do.
Do you fool people with that voice?
Oh, yeah.
What do you use it for?
I used to collect Linkatrols, and I used to get my shoeboxes and make houses for them.
For the trolls?
The shoeboxes. Yeah.
Are you talking about the ones with the big mm-hmm. frizzy hair?
You got it.
Those were cool.
I'm more interested in what you use your voice for. How do you fool people? What do you do?
No, if I have to call the phone company for something.
Yeah.
Like,
Give us a bill.
Yeah,
Stan's the phone company.
I'm the phone company. Yes, ma'am. Hello, phone company.
Yes, I'd like to talk about my account, please.
Yes, sir.
That's exactly it. And then I just keep my voice. Whatever they say first, then I keep my voice low or high.
Now, do you find you get better results when they think you're a man?
No. And sometimes my voice changes in the middle.
See you later. 277-9600. Now, there's a good sport. You know what? She knows what she sounds like. Appreciate the call, fella.
Hey, we are all as God made us.
Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Howdy do, fellers. Pip here.
Hey,
where you been?
My trip from work is 30 minutes, and I try to get through, and SOBs never take me in.
Yeah, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I'm doing good. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
It's good hearing your voice, Jackie. What did you collect as a kid?
Unicorns.
You had a unicorn collection?
Oh, my God, I still have it, and I hate them all.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.